I grew up on the mainland and spent many long winter days watching the tropical fish in my aquariums, and they inspired me to learn more. In 1975, I found myself at the University of Hawaii, where I studied Hawaii reef fish and fulfilled my dream of earning a Ph.D. Now I'm retired, living in Ewa Beach, speaking on behalf of fishermen who are collecting the same species of fish that inspired me, and maybe the next generation of marine biologists. But these fishermen are close to being shut out of their jobs due to a relentless campaign of fake science and biased public polling. Special interest groups opposed to aquarium fishing pushed through Senate Bill 1240 that is now being considered by the governor. Should it take effect, it will hurt people and small businesses, and for some, these are the only jobs available that provide a living wage. The fishermen and Department of Land and Natural Resources have neither the money nor the means to run a public relations campaign to counter animal rights groups opposed to aquarium fishing. But fishermen and DLNR have worked together, creating a well-managed, sustainable fishery. For 17 years, DLNR biologists have conducted extensive underwater surveys, nearly 7,000 surveys, to monitor the populations of aquarium fish species on the Kona Coast, where the major aquarium fishery is located. The result? The aquarium fishery is sustainable, and researchers have found no detectable changes in coral cover or algal growth due to aquarium fishing. In fact, the populations of yellow tang and kole on the Kona Coast, even in areas that are fished, are significantly higher than marine protected areas in Maui and even Papahanao Mokuakea. The involvement of the Kona community, fishermen, and government established a network of areas close to fishing that has contributed to the success of this model fishery. It is the best-managed aquarium fishery in the world and should be a shining example for other fisheries. Instead, it is being vilified with the support of large, well-funded mainland organizations driven by their philosophical opposition to aquariums. Why can't we value our aquarium fishery for the economic and educational benefits it creates? The Hawaiian yellow tang is in aquariums around the world where kids and adults can marvel at its beauty and imagine coming to Hawaii, just like I did. Don't kill this fishery simply because local fishermen are unable to fight back against the relentless campaign of well-funded special interests. This is Bruce Carlson.